Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably felt that nagging feeling at some point. The one where work just keeps bleeding into your personal life. You know that feeling when you're supposed to be relaxing with a good book but find yourself scrolling through emails? Or worse, checking Slack messages while on vacation? Well, that's exactly why we're talking about digital minimalism today. It's all about creating intentional space between the digital world and your real life, especially when it comes to work-life balance. Because let's face it, constantly being on can be exhausting, right? So, what are some of the benefits you might be missing out on? First off, digital minimalism gives you back precious time. Time that you can actually spend doing things that energize and fulfill you. Hanging out with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, getting a good night's sleep. Think about it, every notification, every email, every social media update is vying for your attention. When we're constantly bombarded, our brains get overloaded, making it harder to focus on the tasks at hand, and yes, that includes unwinding after work. Secondly, digital minimalism can drastically reduce stress. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of information? We live in an age where everyone expects instant responses and constant connectivity. But guess what? It's okay to disconnect sometimes. Taking breaks from the digital world allows your mind to decompress and recharge. This isn't about becoming a hermit, just about being mindful about how and when you engage with technology. Imagine feeling calmer, more focused, and less reactive. That's the power of digital minimalism. Next up, improved creativity and problem solving. When we constantly multitask and switch between screens, our brain power suffers. Digital minimalism encourages us to focus on one thing at a time, allowing for deeper thought and more creative solutions. Think about it like this. When you're brainstorming a new project, wouldn't you rather have your full mental capacity available instead of being distracted by that endless stream of notifications? Fourthly, digital minimalism can actually boost your productivity. It sounds counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. When we eliminate distractions and focus on what truly matters, we get more done in less time. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you rather spend an hour fully engrossed in a project than checking emails every 5 minutes, feeling scattered and unproductive? And finally, digital minimalism promotes better relationships. It's easy to let technology become the barrier between us and our loved ones. By consciously choosing to put down our phones and engage in real-life conversations, we create deeper connections and strengthen our bonds. Picture this, having a meaningful conversation with your partner without the distraction of your phone buzzing next to you. Now that's quality time well spent. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who constantly felt overwhelmed by her workload. She'd work late into the night, checking emails and responding to messages even on weekends. This left her feeling burned out, stressed, and with little energy for anything else. Then, she discovered digital minimalism. She started setting boundaries, like not checking work emails after 6 p.m. and dedicating specific times for social media. She also began practicing mindfulness techniques and taking regular breaks to recharge. The result? Sarah found herself feeling less stressed, more focused, and ultimately, more productive. She had time for hobbies she loved, spent quality time with her family, and felt a renewed sense of balance in her life. Digital minimalism isn't about ditching technology altogether, it's about making conscious choices about how we engage with it. It's about reclaiming our time, reducing stress, and creating space for the things that truly matter, like meaningful connections, personal growth, and a sense of well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Start by setting boundaries, scheduling tech-free time, and being mindful of your digital consumption. Remember, small changes can make a big difference. If this resonated with you, share this episode with a friend who might need to hear it too. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep detoxing your mind, one mindful step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.